Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Annabelle Neesham is the foreman out of Warwick Farm for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. Morning, Annabelle.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Wow, what a thrill this is. $1 million 2-year-old race at this time of the year.
I know. Great. Certainly, Mum has kept a few of these 2-year-olds in work.
Well, let's talk about them. Tanker couldn't have been much more impressive the way it won down in Melbourne. Has he been up with you for long?
He got up last week. We trialled him around Friday, which was the first time of him going to Sydney Way.
Yep.
And he had a good gallop yesterday morning, and he looks set to hopefully run a big race Saturday.
He looked a very natural type at Caulfield. Going in the Sydney direction, he looked okay in that trial.
Yeah, he was fine. He got a fraction loss around the turn, but he balanced up well. And I think he learned a lot from that because his track rider said he handled it no problem at all yesterday. So he's a very laid-back colt. He's sort of colt you want. He just eats and sleeps and is pretty relaxed sort of horse. So, I think he should be quite hard to beat Saturday if he can draw a gate.
Did the stable expect what they saw at Caulfield, the way that he finished off?
I think it came as a little bit of a surprise in that he was quite green. We don't normally trial them. He trialled on the Monday before winning on the Saturday. We don't normally trial them in the same week that we race them. But Kieran just felt that he was the sort of horse we could do that with because he seems to learn, come on very quickly. And I think, he should come on well from his trial on Friday. He had a little bit of a blow. He's quite a little, I suppose you can say, a gross sort of colt. He takes quite a bit of work. Sort of from then until now, it's 4 weeks between runs. Normally we'd have probably turned a horse like that out and concentrated on the autumn. But with this prize money, we decided to keep him in.
Understand. And is one there for Aquas, a 2-year-old colt that we saw, of course, in the first one, the Kirkham, the other day. Led them up. Was it just getting tired at the end?
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing, to be honest. We were hoping for a better run, obviously based on his trial, and he worked like a good horse. So we were a little bit disappointed, but we've actually put the blinkers on just to see if he just focuses that bit more. And hopefully that'll bring out the improvement he'll need.
And has he worn them in work or anything yet or not?
Yeah, he's galloped twice in them. He again, so I don't think he'll over-race in them, but we're just hoping to concentrate in those concluding stages.
Yeah, they're interesting, the babies, aren't they? Just how much quick progression they can take out of one run.
Yeah, exactly. As we say, 2-year-olds can always make fools of you. We were very confident based off his trial. But it can be the other way as well. They can sometimes trial a bit green like Tanker did and then come out and win and surprise you. So, they certainly keep you guessing.
Yeah, for sure. Sel Zabil is out of the dam, our Egyptian rain, which many of our listeners probably would have backed a number of times. And this is owned by Sheikh Maktoum, El Maktoum.
Yeah, she's a really nice filly. She's had two trials, was quite green in her first, went there quite soft, and then really came on and was impressive in her trial last week. She's improved again out of that. It's the first start for her, but I think the 1100 will suit her, and she'll definitely be doing her best work late.
Yeah, it was a nice trial looking at it this morning.
Yeah, well, she closed off well and just travelled much better. She's a pretty straightforward filly. I don't think it'll matter too much where she's drawn. She'd be sort of filly just to get a bit of cover and be looking to do her best work late.
Obviously, Fields come out in this hour. You mentioned the barrier with that one. It's just, I guess, important with 2-year-olds to draw nicely that they can maybe have the rail next to them.
Yeah, exactly. That definitely helps. Obviously, sometimes you don't want to be trapped on the rail with traffic, but ideally, we'll be drawing inside with them all.
Yep, understand. You got three really nice chances off what we've seen, obviously, at the races in trials. They're all going there, hopefully, in some good form.
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to it.
All right. Many left outside that for the carnival, or are you just starting to turn over more 2-year-olds and looking towards the summer period?
Yeah, mainly concentrating on the 2 worlds up here at the moment. We've still got a fairly big week left down at Flemington, with plenty of runners tomorrow and Saturday, but Sydney's focused at the moment pretty much the 2 worlds.
All right, well, we wish you the best. We'll wait and see what the draws do over the next hour. Good luck with the three of them, Annabelle.
Great, thank you.